came, we went out there, we stunk up the place, and then we leave. Fuck, that's his explanation gets. It's terrible, absolutely terrible. And just thinking about it a second, I was like, you know, we go out there and Dial of Dawn sidekick at the beginning, and you know, thought we finally get a good bounce and stuff's gonna go in our favor, and I don't know what happened, but like 15 minutes later, you know, we're down 21-0 and it's still in the first quarter.
Did you think more people would come as a lack of heart? I mean, what how does something like this happen? Everybody knows that, you know, they're probably playing for Andy in this game.
I mean, however, no heart, no. I mean, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. You know, the coaches, you know, just for everything, being the last game of the season and the way the season's been, you know, I thought we'd go out there and at least try to end with a bang. And well, we ended with a bang, all right. But it's tough.
Do you expect there to be a lot of changes around here next season?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. So I've been in the league a long time. You know, anytime you have rough seasons, especially a season like this, there's going to be changes. You know, there's always – that's just a business part of it. Where the change is going to be, who knows. You know, but, you know, there is no – you know, just come back and, you know, try to play hard next week. You know, there is none of that anymore. You know, everybody has played their case through their play, you know, for this whole year. And, you know, it's just – it's been a rough one.
What did Andy say to you?
You know, he gave us a quick little speech, you know, just saying, obviously, that, you know, it's a tough season and, you know, it didn't end the way we wanted it to end. But, you know, he brought us up together. You know, he actually was the one that broke the team down for us today. You know, he stays strong like he always does.
From the personal standpoint, I take it very personally, you know, because you look at yourself and knowing what you can do, and you go out there and don't be as productive as you can be. You know, you gotta first look at yourself, and you can't blame nobody else.
Has Andy given any indication about? Did he say anything to you guys? I mean, to address the future at all?
Nah, you know, you can hit in the fourth, man. And the way we lost today kind of hurts. He ain't have many words to say.
You're gonna be an unrestricted free agent, Dominique. What are your thoughts on whether you want to come back to this team or check out the market or what?
Nah, you know, I just let that play how I play. To be honest, you know, I haven't thought about it. For the most part, you know, I just want to be here.
You just want to be here?
Yes, sir.
That's the main priority right now?
Yes, sir.
You look back on these 2 years, I would imagine when you came here in the trade, you didn't expect what's happened.
Nah, coming in, you know, I thought I was going to come in and just play right away. You know, we got another signed number, you know, and my job kind of went astray, you know, played a nickel for a whole year, then got the opportunity to play outside, you know, it's just, and things didn't go well, but for the most part, man, I'm just going to keep grinding.
Evan, for you personally, arguably your best season in the pros, however the team obviously struggled, how would you characterize the season as a whole?
It's a disappointment overall. We were slow to start in many aspects, most of the games. Didn't win the turnover battle over the course of the year. And just didn't play the type of football we're supposed to play.
What has to happen for this team to get back on track in 2013?
We all just need to look at ourselves in the mirror, be accountable for our mistakes, focus on doing our job, and always work every day to improve.
When you look at guys like Todd and Jason, both Jasons actually coming back, how should that help the offensive line for next season moving forward?
We have a lot of really good players that got hurt. So when you lose guys like that, it's going to have an impact, and getting them back will have a greater impact.
How did you dwell this season? It's often involves changes afterwards. What do you expect to be happening?
I have no idea.
This week?
No clue.
You curious?
I mean, I take everything one day at a time. If anything's going to happen, I'll wait for it to happen. I'm not trying to guess or predict anything.
I said, if it is, I would say so. We didn't play at all today. You know, the Giants played very, very well today. If this was the last game, it's tough to send them out like this. But, I mean, I don't think like that. You know, Coach Reed's our coach right now, and that's what I'm riding with. He's our guy. I can't really see him not being here. He's not. I mean, I would hate to play against him, because I know he's a great coach. I know it's tough. He's one of the guys who prepares as well as anybody. And he's definitely one of the top five best coaches in this league. So, you know, make sure y'all play for the best coach, one of the best coaches in this league. And I look forward to playing for him a lot more years.
Do you think, 42-7 is pretty bad. do you think there are certain guys in this locker room that maybe he'd lost their ear? Guys weren't kind of given for coach?
I don't think so. You know, if when times like that happen with players, I don't think it's the coach, you know. It may be due to other reasons, record or playing time, things like that. But I don't really see guys quitting because of the coach. I mean, he's a coach where you want to play for him. You know, he finds something each week that motivates you to give your all. So that's by far not one of the reasons why we got blown out today.
A lot of guys talked during the week about how they wanted to win one for Andy. Are you surprised there wasn't more of a fight, more of an effort here today?
I was surprised. I mean, I was surprised by the loss. I don't really get wrapped up in playing for this guy or this coach. And, you know, each game, you know, I give up my all, you know, for the team as well as Coach Reed, you know. So, as a mentality, I don't change that. And I just felt we didn't play well today. I mean, people can make up any excuses or make up the reasons why, you know, we didn't play as well. But, you know, the reason is we just didn't play well at all. Similar as that.
My individual performance today, I don't feel like I played up to my standard. As a team, we definitely didn't play up to us to the level that we're capable of. You know, it's been a long season, and this is a terrible way to go out.
I know you like Coach Reed. Assuming it happens what is likely to happen, how would you feel?
I'm a support Coach Reed no matter what. So, you know, if that happens to happen, then, you know, I'm going to be the first person to call him and talk to him. And wherever he goes, obviously that's a guy that I really enjoy. So who knows, you know, what happens in the future.
What do he mean to you personally?
It means a lot.
What did he do for you personally, Andy?
You know, he's helped me become, you know, help me kind of become the pro I am today, as far as, you know, how to do things the right way. You know, and you know, it's more than just a coach-player relationship. You know, it's actually a friendship. Obviously, when I was battling everything I was battling, you know, he was the first guy that I had gotten opened up to and talked to.
Jeremy, looking at what went wrong, how do you decipher if it's the players, the coaching? You know, 4-12 is probably a combination of both, right?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. And, I think individually, you know, I'm not happy with the way I played this season. As a team, we're not happy with the way we played this season. Each individual unit's not happy with the way they played. So, in reality, at the end of the day, we're out there actually playing. The players are actually playing the game. So, only to get 4 wins, you know, in the season is unacceptable.
What do you think has to happen for things to get better next season?
Got to play better. Simple as that. Got to play better.
Jason, when you look at this team, I mean, does it need to be torn up and put back together, or do you think there are just a few things that can help make this team better next year?
I'm not a GM, so I don't know. One thing that I do know that we need guys that will buy into a system, no matter if it's Coach Reed's system or anything else they're doing. I'm hoping and praying that it's Coach Reed, but if that's not the case, you're still going to have the players to be responsible and also accountable, and not to allow the amenities of the NFL to distract them from what the game is really about, which is playing hard for a team, playing hard for the city of Philadelphia. And I think that was part of the distraction.
Jason, how disappointed are you that not everybody on this team fights the way you do in this special game?
I won't put fingers on anything like that. You saw the tape and you saw what went on out there. But it's definitely, it's not a me try hard, I did my job type of thing. When people don't go as hard as they ought to, or they lay down, or different things like that, it's a reflection of the players and the type of individuals that you have out there. So I think that it's one of those things that has to be corrected for next year. I think that has to be a total buying in by the players for the coaching staff.
Jason, you're not used to this. You're not used to this, you know, this kind of season.
Yeah.
So in the first 6, 7, 8 years, there's a lot of character guys that you could name. Is there not enough character guys on this team anymore?
I would say that's true.
I'm
not going to get into that. I would say that. But you got to think about it. We had Dawkins and Westbrook and Trotter and, you know, different guys like that. You can, when you have a younger team, it has to be a maturity level that the coaches previous that they had and all those types of things have taught them a lot of different things. And I think you had a more mature team. And I think that this team will be better there, but the young players have to mature as well.
You've been here, one of the longest tenure players here. What's it like to go through this season finishing 4-12?
And probably the roughest year of my life, just being on a winning organization, and then this year, this having a rough year like we had this year, and in the year with a game like this, it's just, man, it's rough, man, And like I said, the only thing you can do is just put in the past, and everybody's got to move on with our lives and start a new year.
I know how badly you guys wanted to go out with the win today. What do you think happened? What do you think transpired?
That's just something I can't explain. You know, we didn't go out there and play on the side of the ball. You know, that's pretty much what it was about.
What has happened for this defense to get back on track next season? There are so many things with the coaching changes, scheme change midseason. What do you think has happened for things to right themselves next season?
You know, the only thing I could say, speak for us players, you know, we just got to go and, you know, just keep doing what we're doing and work hard at what we need to be good at in the offseason. And, you know, and when it's time to come together, it's time to come together.
There was a lot of talk in the week leading up to this that you really wanted to finish the year strong with a win, both for yourselves and for Andy. Mm-hmm. To think that you wanted to do that and then see the effort that you saw, what do you think went wrong?
Like I said, we didn't play outside the ball today. And they came out, they came to play today. They showed up, and they were the best team today. And it's pretty much what you can say. You know, it's just a rough way to go out this year, ending the season like this. And, you know, you hear the talks about Andy not being here, You know, it's just, for anything, it's just a rough way to go out. But, you know, it's in the past now. It's over with, you know. As well as to all the Eagles fans, y'all, it's over with. You know, we got to move on as players, as fans, and look towards the next season. You know, let's put this in the past. You know, toss this in the trash.